Hello everyone. Today concludes the second week of home training with my guide dog Tammy, and I am happy to report that we are now qualified. We qualified earlier this week and all of the paperwork is signed, and I also gave my 50p, which binds the agreement that I talked about during day one of my residential training at the McCure Hotel in Bolton. It was one of the first things that we went through before we began any of the initial training. The instructors read through it, and it's something that we had to verbally agree to while we were there, because otherwise there would be no point in continuing if there was something in that paperwork that was a problem to somebody. So, you know, everything in that paperwork were all things that were discussed and agreed to, so there were no surprises as such. And yes, that's all sorted now. I'm just waiting on Tammy's passbook, which should arrive with me very soon. So we're qualified and we've been up to quite a lot of different things this week. First of all, Tammy registered with her vet, which will be at the Vets for Pets facility located in Pets at Home at Trafford Park. It's relatively new. It's only been there since June this year. But I have used the service before at the Salford store a few years ago and I was very impressed, so I knew that I wanted to use them for my guide dog. My guide dog mobility instructor Sue came along to help me with the registration process, and Tammy is their first guide dog at the Vets for Pets in Trafford. So we weighed her and she has lost a kilogram in total so far since being with me. So we just have one more kilogram to go. So I will continue to keep an eye on that each time we visit in the new year. And hopefully when she has lost that, which should hopefully just be in a month and a half or so, we can then up her dinner amount a little bit, probably 10 grams more, I'd say, probably so that she'll be having 125 grams in the morning and again in the evening, rather than 115, which is what she's having at the moment. So whilst at the vets, I brought along my vet book, so everything is filled in and completed, and I received her flea treatment for the next 3 months. Tammy will have her booster vaccinations in March, so the flea treatment will last until then, and when we do go for her boosters, I can collect some more during the next visit. So that was that sorted. The rest of the week was focused around making my way to Henshaw Society for Blind People's Manchester Resource Centre, which is based in Old Trafford. Public transport has been a heavy focus in my home training so far, as it's something I never did independently. I would always rely on lifts from friends and family, so to get to places on my own is a massive step, but I have done it now, as documented in week one of my home training, where I went to Leeds just by using public transport of a bus, tram and train, and it's something that I'm actually enjoying a whole lot. So we're looking at getting to Old Trafford, which requires changing trams by going to what's known as Cornbrook and then changing to the Altrincham tram and then waiting 2 stops to then get to Old Trafford. So that was what we were looking at this week, and I've actually been able to do that on my own as well. My guide dog mobility instructor would wait for me outside of the Old Trafford tram stop, and I would have to do it all myself, the whole travelling process, and then meet up with her. And yeah, that was really good. So, you know, I have an idea of what I'm doing now in order to get to Henshaw's. I have also downloaded the Metrolink app for my iPhone, so I will see how that fares when I need it in the future when waiting for a certain tram. So that was the main route that I wanted to concentrate on this week, as the crossing further down the road from the tram station requires a little extra attention, as there are multiple parts to the crossings with islands in between, but they all can be crossed at the same time if you're quick enough. So they also go into 2 different directions, so I had to ensure that I was going the right way. It splits off into the left and the right, and I was going to the left sometimes, and you know, it's best to go to the right. You can still get to Henshaw's by crossing the left crossing, and then going into the island part. But you're going further up Talbot Road and you'd just be going back on yourself again, so it's best to stick to the right part. So I really had to practice that quite a few times to get it into my head. But yeah, I've got it down now. I've done it 3 times, and I also discovered that there are pens in the car park of Henshaw's. I never knew that before, and I've been going for over a year. But you know, that's excellent that there's a pen there so that I can spend Tammy before I then head up to the office to do my work placement, or heading up just to the second level to go to some of the classes. When not training, I did my own independent walks at home now that I'm qualified, and Sunday I took Tammy out for her first free run. I located somewhere really good last Sunday, but I just wanted to walk through it in harness first so that I could orientate myself around it, and it was also a bit wet and muddy, and I didn't want Tammy to roll around in it when I wasn't prepared for a wet and muddy dog. But Sunday was lovely. It was quite mild and dry, and Tammy had a fantastic time meeting lots of different dogs and playing with them. There was even a lab that looked exactly like Tammy from the neck down, according to the owner. It was just their faces that were slightly different, and also this dog called Lily was a bit bigger than Tammy, as my Tammy is very twee and tiny. So she found a best friend in Lily and had a good hour or so playing with her and chasing a ball that her owner had. And it was nice to talk to the owner as well. He was very interested in my guide dog and all the things that we do together on a daily basis. There's actually a group of dog walkers that meet up at that particular time every Sunday. So I might start doing that, you know, making some new friends. And it's also nice for Tammy as well, because she'll be seeing Lily again, and he did take a shine to Lily. And yesterday and today, Tammy and I did our first independent food shopping at Tesco. Both times, the customer service in helping me locate the items and purchase them was amazing, and I'm so grateful for their support to myself and my guide dog. I've never shopped before without friends or family, and the feeling was amazing to get in some final bits for Christmas and things that I wanted without having to ask other people for them. I also sent a tweet to Tesco and they retweeted it and replied and were very happy that, you know, the staff was really, really good, you know, really good with me in Earlham. In just 2 weeks, Tammy has made a huge difference to my life, giving me the confidence to use public transport for the first time, even travelling to Leeds by using the bus, tram and train independently, doing errands and shopping for myself, and I am very much looking forward to seeing what we'll be getting up to in the new year. I'd like to wish all of my followers a very Merry Christmas and all the best for 2015. Thank you.